Hi, this is PETA, and one of my dear friends, Janine, who has been working with me with Divine Grace for a few years, asked me to make a little recording so that people who are new would have some background when they get on the call. So that background would be that I started hearing these angels speaking to me just when I was a young child, and I've went through lots and lots of experiences that really taught me many things and helped me out through many things. And I started doing, you might call channeling for others, writing it down by the time I was going to, you know, slumber parties and things in the junior high. And it's developed and deepened, and I'm really, really grateful for all that the angels have brought. It's a group of angels, and the only name they have given me is Divine Grace. People who have had many sessions know that there can be all kinds of different energies, from very, very gentle and compassionate to very strong, whatever is helpful. So the angels speak of themselves with using the word we instead of I. So if you hear that, you'll understand that. And they usually call everyone beloved one and are very loving. The last thing I want to do is to really take away anyone else's free will. It's not about you losing your will or doing what is said by the angels. It's more that you can expand your perspective and have more opportunity to choose from that greater perspective. And that includes the gift that it is to me as well, because I can be very emotionally tied to something and turn to the angels and immediately have a broader and deeper soul perspective. The angels do at times tell people about things in the future or give their perspective looking down the timeline, but again, it's all about the fact that God has given us free will. We're constantly choosing the path that we're on, and it's really not about telling the future. And so that needs to be very, very clear, that there may be things that you can ask about choices that you're making, but it's really about the perspective. Now, just to jump right into the phone calls, that's what I need you to do. Jump right in, because on the calls, if everyone is waiting for everyone else, it doesn't work as well. I've been just doing the phone calls, the conference calls, for 45 minutes, and that works out fairly well. And I end them at the closure of that time, because otherwise they could just go on indefinitely. So I hope you can respect that, and if you want to be able to ask a question, don't be shy. And now I'm just going to go into trance here and give a little bit of a taste, feeling of what Divine Grace is like.
Beloved ones, we are with you. And if you are new to us, in this form of this call, of hearing this voice through PETA, know that you are not new to us as a soul, as a being, as a beloved. For you would not have come and been guided to this point to hear of the angels and of this group of angels and this group of souls that are also here with you if you had not been asking, if you had not been known, if you had not been recognized. What is our greatest message? It is that you are safe, beloved one. You are eternally safe in the midst of life and in that crossing over that you call death. You are safe and you are eternal. That you are loved, and that whenever you cannot find the love that you seek from those humans around you who are caught up in their own stories on this story planet, then just draw deep into your own heart and feel that embrace, your own oversoul, and right up to whatever you imagine God to be. There is only love directed at you, beloved, not judgment. You are not late. You are not wrong. You are not bad. You are loved as you shed all of your fear and the behaviors that fear caused. You find more and more that your true self is the shining, gracious, and beautiful being that you have always desired and known to be. And the third thing is that you are recognized. You have a purpose and that purpose shines through you and will guide you if you allow it, not feeling that you need to barter away your life, your hours, your energy, but simply being all that you are. You will find the recognition in those who can understand, who do perceive, and who want to love, uplift, and encourage you. In these messages, we bless you, beloved ones, and in these messages, we shall persevere. Thank you for listening to this, and I hope that you will come to the call and be a part of the great circle of love that we call Divine Grace. Thank you.